Emmanuel Platez is the Los Angeles mayoral race's undisputed underdog.
I'm stepping up to take the challenge on because we need that. We need a new leader. We need someone with a fresh perspective, a unique perspective to address the issues today.
He's rocketed onto debate stages and into TV ads since the new year, after surprising analysts by raising enough money to receive matching public funds. Just 30 years old and born in South L.A., Platez is a breath of fresh air for longtime L.A. political reporter Ron Kay.
And he has the immigrant son's story of growing up in the city. I think he's become a visible player, a welcome one.
Platez is only 7 years out of Stanford University, but his job history is packed. He's worked for John Kerry, Mayor Villaraigosa, Goldman Sachs, President Obama's transition team, a consulting firm, and most recently, data firm Spokio. He even ran for Congress in 2009, but lost. In fact, his only victorious election has been to his senior class presidency in high school. But Platez says that's an advantage because it makes him an outsider to City Hall and frees him from ties to unions and specific neighborhoods.
I'm a mayor of all Angelenos, right? And that goes whether they're documented or not. I am the mayor of all Angelenos that are in the city of LA, and I want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to work and contribute to LA.
There's one other outsider in the race, Kevin James, a lawyer and radio host. But Jan Perry, Wendy Gruhl, and Eric Garcetti are City Hall veterans with big endorsements from politicians, unions, and developers. But Platez's relative inexperience stokes his popularity for frustrated voters.
But the things that he said, it gelled. It came together. When you look at the others that have been there, you've been there. What have you done over the last, collectively, 30 years?
That's Brian Gaines, a University Park native who saw Platez at a mayoral forum. He's referring to Gruhl, Garcetti, and Perry's combined 3 decades in City Hall.
That's what really stood out to me, being young and coming through the trenches, and I want to see something new.
Consistently, Platez's number one issue is one ravaging City Hall.
Pension reform.
LA's pension obligations will increase to $3 billion a year by 2017. According to former Mayor Richard Reardon, that's about 50% of the city's annual budget. Platez wants to increase the retirement age and move toward a 401k plan for current city employees.
The thing is that they're not reforming our pension system, and that's why every single year they're having to cut another few hundred million dollars. If we reform the pension system, we wouldn't have to make those cuts.
His number two issue, education. Platez has been speaking ardently at LA's community colleges and is hosting a South LA backyard hackathon next weekend. Its mission is to, quote, bring Silicon Alley to South LA.
If we actually invest in education and training, not just for young people, but older folks as well, then we're going to be able to move our workforce into a higher skill level to be able to get the jobs that are actually available.
Based on city election trends in LA, though, this doesn't look good for Platez. He's raised a fraction of the frontrunner's money and lacks endorsements from major city players like unions and council members. He has been pushing neighborhoods hard,
going?
Though.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm definitely making some letters so that we can make sure that we get it out to voters.
And Platez has momentum. He said this week that his team has knocked on 40,000 doors and made 150,000 phone calls since January 1st. And that might be all it takes. According to California Common Cause, LA has notoriously low voter turnout in local elections. Sometimes just 7% of the population votes. On Ron Kay's scale, though, Platez's momentum isn't even enough to make the runoff.
I do not have a scenario where this is going to be an election that changes the face of LA politics. And he's put himself on the mat. Nobody heard about him a few months ago. I think he clearly has signaled that he intends to be around.
Platez will be around, knocking on every door, at least until March 5th. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.